On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from, somewhat cloudy Seattle. We have promise of sunshine here. You may be listening here in the Seattle area live on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230, or somewhere across the planet on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be so glad you joined us. I've got somebody here who is filled with wisdom, and his wisdom is spreading across the planet like wildfire. But before I tell you who that is, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hi.
How are you doing, Benny?
Good. How are you?
Good. So nice to see you in person.
It is kind of nice. And are you recharged? Are you ready to go?
Actually, I'm really sleep deprived.
No, what?
School has started again, and I've had all sorts of business obligations as well. Mm-hmm. So,
it just seemed like so from all the photos that you were posting, I'm like, wow, that must be really nice up there.
It was beautiful.
So but, you know, it's, I don't want to talk about it.
It's interesting because the San Juan Islands encourages us to step into a different rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I need to do work out there, it feels different.
It's island life. I think that's exactly what it is. It's island life.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, before I get into the interview today, I do need to make a quick announcement because I've got an event coming up. If you're in the Seattle area, I'm going to be at East West Bookshop on October 2nd. I will be teaching The Vibration of Change, which offers you a new perspective on how all positive lasting change occurs. It gives you a new kind of model, and it also allows you to sort of identify what your personality is like in terms of how you interact with change so that you can become empowered in a new way. So I encourage you to go to my website, christineupchurch.com or eastwestbookshop.com to learn more about it. That's October 2nd at, I believe it's noon or 12:30. You'll have to look. I can't keep track of that sort of stuff.
It starts to be a little early, so shoot for noon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay.
I'll shoot for 11, then maybe I'll get there on time.
Well, maybe you should, yes.
You know, It's really interesting because the way we come across our guests on the show varies dramatically. And sometimes I will come across something on the internet, someone on the internet, and it's kind of like my guidance is just saying, zoom, that person. I need to talk to that person. And our guest today is that kind of person. He is Andrew Martin. And today we're going to be talking about ascension and the 5D experience. You know, Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle. He's a teacher. He's a spiritual rebel. That's one of the things I love about him. And he had an interesting series of transcendent and clairaudient experiences that kind of opened him up to channeling in an interesting way. And he's bringing through wisdom that is really geared spot on for the transformation that's underway right now. He's taken his ability to a high level, and he's got this gift of being able to take abstract spiritual information and grounding it and communicating it in a way that is not only understandable, but something that we can accept and we can laugh about and we can sort of ground it into our own physicality, which is so important to integrate at this time. He's entertaining, he's compassionate, he's down to earth, and, you know, he's got this team of beings that we'll learn more about called the Lighted Ones. And he's here to help us with transformation. I'd like to welcome in the studio, Andrew Martin. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
It's so great to have you here. You know, I understand that you've had sort of an awakening, you know, that's been sort of sequential. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up as a kid in a really small town in Wyoming, I was always, you know, fascinated by tarot cards and crystals and anything metaphysical, esoteric, I mean, you name it, I was interested in it, which was very strange because, you know, in the mountains of Wyoming, I really wouldn't have access to that kind of information, but right. It was always, you know, interesting and intriguing to me. And then, you know, 18 years old, I moved to Seattle, and in 1995, I'd been in Seattle for about 5 years, I just randomly decided to meditate one day. Uh-huh. I think I'd been reading like some Deepak Chopra books or something, and so it was sort of in my consciousness, but I'd never meditated before. I didn't know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I did what I thought you should do. Like, I sat on the floor in the lotus position and, you know, put my hands on my lap and just started to breathe. And after a couple of minutes, a really interesting thing happened. I had a completely and totally transcendent experience where I was completely taken out of my body, the loss of any sort of separation or individual identity, and I was connected to everything.
Wow.
For a brief moment, I was the trees and the sun and the sky and the flowers and everyone on the planet, and it was a mind-blowing, kind of life-altering experience to just lose the definition of self for a moment.
Talk about first-time meditation.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's a high bar, right?
I think for years
I've been trying to get back there, and I don't think I have yet. But it was a brief set. It was probably maybe a second or two, but it felt infinite and eternal. It was just the most amazing experience, but it really scared me. And so I immediately kind of snapped back into my body, and I sort of pretended over the years that it never really happened.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward to 2005, I had been living in New York for about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
I was a makeup artist. My career had fallen apart. I wasn't happy. I didn't know what I wanted. Completely lost. Had lost my apartment. Was living with friends in Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
Had been sleeping on a mattress in their living room for 8 months. And, you know, they had basically said to me, Andrew, you know, we love you, but you got to go. Like, this is not, you don't live here.
Right.
So I was lost and completely scared and isolated and without any plan or direction. And so I was just sitting in the living room having coffee. And my roommates had gone to work, and I just surrendered. I just kind of collapsed and said, I need help. I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And I heard this voice say, you do realize that it doesn't have to be this difficult. You can go back to Seattle if you want to.
Wow.
And it was like looking outside. Is someone on the street? Is the TV on? Did someone leave the radio on? And, you know, 2 weeks later, I was back in Seattle staying with a friend, proceeded to start down the spiritual path, but I wasn't ready.
Right.
So in 2008, I ran again, moved to San Francisco, ended up in L.A., being transferred for work. 2012, same exact experience. I was unhappy. I was miserable, just suffocating under the weight of this life that I didn't even want anymore, but I didn't know how to, you know, get out of it.
Yeah.
And so I decided to paint my bathroom.
That was my solution.
Yeah.
Thing to do,
yeah,
yes.
Let's decorate. So I was in the bathroom painting the wall, and I was getting ready to finish the final wall in the bathroom, and I heard the same voice, and it said, you do realize as soon as you finish painting the bathroom, it's going to be time to leave, don't you? And I said, okay, that's it. I don't know who you are, what you want, or what you know, but that's it. I give. Surrender. Uncle. I had no plan. I quit my job the next day. 3 weeks later, I said, okay, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
I said, get me back to Seattle. Get me a job and an apartment. I said, I'll do whatever you want me to do as long as I'm happy, self-employed, and helping people. Those are my requirements.
Right.
3 weeks later, was back in Seattle, had an apartment and a job, and then it just started to unfold from there. And then in November of 2012 is when I started having spontaneous experiences, connecting with my guides, started channeling, and went through kind of like a spiritual boot camp. It was two or 3 months of them sort of going through these exercises and running energy and working on me physically.
Right. Which is interesting timing because it was right before the December 21st, 2012.
Right. Yeah, and so it was just all, you know, looking back on it now, I can see like, oh, clever little spirit, and it's it's divine timing, and you know, in spite of my resistance and in spite of my, you know, unwillingness over the course of several decades to finally say yes, I said yes at the right time, and the rest really just kind of unfolded from there.
It's so beautiful when you talk about surrender, sort of, you know, catapulting you onto your path, because oftentimes I think we have this perception that we as humans need to have a whole bunch of control in order to get there, to direct ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful when you talk about just letting go to the powers that be to get you aligned with your mission.
Yeah, and to get, you know, really to get you to receive the life that you came here to live.
Yes.
And we so often perceive surrender through, you know, the ego, which is like I lost, or it's a war, sort of like, you know, me versus you, and I surrendered, so I lost.
Right.
And we see that as a weakness. And I can say, from firsthand experience, surrender is the most brave act I think that we can ever do, because it's a complete and total loss of everything that we know from the diminished human perspective.
Right. And like, from who we are to how we define ourselves and our roles and so on.
And the stories
and
that we tell and the limitations that we place on ourselves and the boxes that we put ourselves in. And it's not an easy process, certainly. I mean, the guides say all the time, you didn't come here for easy, convenient, or comfortable.
Oh, darn.
You know, so if you did, you know, get ready, because it's going to be quite an awakening for sure.
You know, Andrew, I know that there are a lot of people on this planet right now who are feeling that something has changed.
Yeah.
First of all, before we talk about what is underway on a higher perspective, what are some of the symptoms and signs that people are experiencing some sort of transformation?
Yeah, well, there's so many. I think primarily, though, it is the sense that something just has changed. And the old things, the things that used to satisfy us or interest us or excite us, jobs, relationships, friendships, you know, behaviors, patterns, whatever, they just suddenly start to seem empty.
Right.
And they start to seem like, this just isn't, you know, this used to be really important to me, but now it's not. And I don't want to work 60 hours a week. You know, this old father knows best ideal of, you know, I'm only happy after 5 p.m. and on the weekends and then when I retire.
Right.
Whoever said that that was the American dream,
right?
And I feel like for so long we've been struggling to uphold someone else's idea of what our happiness or our success is. And really what we're going through now, it is the alignment with the divine blueprint. And that is unique to everybody. So everyone's going to have their own experience. But in general, it really is the beginning of the realization of like, oh, wow, I don't know when I signed up for this, but this this isn't what I want anymore. And it is a terrifying thing to begin the path to the unknown, and to allow yourself to be called forward by it does require the relinquishing of a lot of our old ideas and our small ideas. From the human perspective.
And it's not just happening to people who haven't really been on their spiritual journeys, who haven't necessarily been working within the realm of consciousness. It's also happening to the healers and the consciousness leaders who are saying, whoa, I thought I had manifestation figured out. I thought I had, you know, the spirituality figured out, at least to a certain degree. And now all my concepts are getting turned upside down.
Yeah.
And I don't know who I am or where I'm going.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the old spiritual teachings were based upon the time and the place that they were sort of created from. Right. I mean, we're all talking about the same thing. The teachings that we share in the core of them, they're not new. These are the same ones we've been talking about for hundreds of thousands of years.
Sure.
But now it's about, how do I perceive my connection to them? What is my place in this creation process? And how do I get to master the self and learn how to do this in my own way? And a lot of the old ways were built on a foundation that is crumbling. So everything has to be relearned.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so fascinating. We have to go to a quick break, but more with Andrew Martin when we return here in just a few moments.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, 35 stations in Australia, and, of course, Transformation Talk Radio around the world. I'm talking today to Andrew Martin, and he has some fascinating things to say about what is underway on the planet, the planet right now. So my question to you, Andrew, is we've talked about kind of the 3D experience of it. What's going on a higher level?
Can we do a series of shows?
Yes, I know. I was telling Peggy, our associate producer, that we should be doing at least 3 hours.
Let's do a telethon. Yeah. Well, you know, I think in general, you know, what the guides have been talking a lot lately about is this is the illumination of truth. And it is the illumination of truth on all levels. So individually, in relationships, you know, collectively in our towns and our cities and our nations and our planet, it is the illumination of truth, both truth that has been hidden by design and truth that is just sort of we forgot, right? Or we just kind of came in and didn't remember. So it is the illumination of truth. And I think one of the biggest differences, you know, everyone talks about 5D and 5D consciousness, and there's a million theories out there about what that means.
Right.
My personal belief and my understanding of it, it is a level of consciousness. It's a level of awareness. And we talk a lot about frequency and vibration. And so it is a higher level of perceiving, kind of like, you know, we only see a certain spectrum of light.
Right.
And this 5D experience is allowing us to tune into vibrations or frequencies that perhaps we hadn't been tuned into before.
Right.
So the 3D experience is conditional. It says, I need something outside of me to heal me, to teach me, to govern me, to control me, to love me, to validate me. It's all, everything is outside of me.
Right.
My power and my truth is somewhere out there.
Yep.
And the 5D experience is the inverse of that. It says, no, no, everything that you see outside of you is just a projection of what your internal state is.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5D experience is unconditional. It is about the mastery of self. And I think one of the old, you know, we were talking in the earlier segment about sort of the old teachings.
Right.
And so much of, I think, the sort of an old spiritual paradigm was that we're here to transcend the self or to, you know, defeat the ego or kill the ego. Yeah. And I say, absolutely not.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm here to be a human because I wanted to be a human. I need the ego.
Yes.
And I need the human self. It is about the mastery of the human self. It is saying that I choose the spiritual, divine, human perspective. And allow that perspective to be present within my human experience.
I love that. And Andrew, if we're really going to be changing this 3D world, then if we don't integrate that into our 3D self, then how do we, you know, how do we shift the world?
Yeah.
If we're just transcending it, then it's just going to be stuck here and not moving along.
Yeah, it's like you can't, you know, it's sort of like we made a mess and now we're just going to leave the mess and move to a new house. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
You know, at some point you have to be responsible for the choices that you made.
Yes.
And it really is, you know, changing the self and mastering the self and learning how to love the self regardless. This isn't about excluding anything. Right. This is saying that all aspects of myself, the bright, beautiful ones that I like to post online and the dark, scary, funky ones that I don't want anyone to see, all of them get my love and compassion and all of them get a seat at the table. And when I learn how to master the self, then I make my shift. And it's a shift one individual at a time creates a ripple effect.
Yes.
And then you've got an individual and then a group and then a community and then a state and then a country and then a planet. So the energies are here and they are impartial. They don't see good or bad. They don't take sides. They're just here to illuminate the truth. And you can choose to resist if you want to, but it's going to get more painful. It's
going to
get more difficult. It's going to get more tangled.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun. And so it is not about, you know, the complete surrender of personal choice or ideas or preferences. It is about understanding how does that serve the divine self.
Right. And I love the way you're talking about the ripple effect of when we are accepting of ourselves, because when I thought about some of the most difficult times in my life, the most transformational thing somebody can offer me is just to be there and accept the full spectrum of where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
All my feelings, all my confusion, my thoughts, whatever it is. And when we can offer that to another person, I mean, we can't offer that to another person unless we've actually experienced that within ourselves.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're kind of pushing it away like, oh, that grief's too big, or I could get that disease too, or whatever it is, you know, I could end up getting divorced too, whatever it is. But if we're really accepting and allowing of our own shadows and everything else, then we can be present and allow that person to experience and then transform their lives.
Yeah, and to have their own experience and their own path. I mean, we never know. Everything that occurs, period, serves the growth and the evolution of the soul. It isn't always about the human agenda. Spirit, quite frankly, isn't interested in what the human wants from that small perspective. But when we allow ourselves to understand that all of it serves us in some way, you know, our birth, our death, our illness, our wellness, our happiness, our sadness, our joy, and our misery, they're all equally as important to the spirit and the soul, because the soul has never experienced that before. The soul has never experienced, what is it like when Andrew is unhappy? What is it like when Andrew is joyful? What is it like when Andrew is sad or sick or whatever? So, you know, from the human perspective, we always want to qualify it and quantify it as good or bad, wanted or unwanted. And that's important, right? We need to honor the human experience.
Right. And to sort of discern, you know,
our
trajectory.
Okay, I felt that. I don't really want to feel that again.
I know.
So when we learn that we can really begin to navigate our experience and direct, kind of drive the bus, so to speak, through conscious, intentional choice, then the, you know, things start to click together and we start to see, but it's never external. The answer is never outside.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't.
You know, I find it interesting that I've recently shifted from doing, you know, I've been working in the energetic realm for, you know, for a decade and a half, whatever it is. And although I'm very vibrational in nature and I like to work with people in that way, I'm no longer compelled to do the healing sessions or even, to a certain degree, the activations, because it's almost like, no, that's not empowering enough.
Right.
You know, and so what you're saying is, at this stage of the game, we really need to be looking within and integrating that within ourselves as opposed to looking externally.
Yeah. And everything I do, and I love that you, you know, brought up the topic of empowerment, because that's my thing, right? Self-empowerment through spirit is the foundation that I build it all upon. And so my ultimate goal is to get my clients to the point where they don't need me anymore.
Right.
And whether that's one session or 100 sessions, it doesn't matter. And I used to do separate channeling sessions, or I would do a healing session or an oracle card session.
Right.
And now it's just integrated and lumped into one session, because my guide said, Andrew, it's you aren't the one that gets to decide what a person needs.
Yes.
You have the tools, you have the skills, and then the person that shows up, they call it forth by their seeking.
Right.
So you are the vessel to receive what they need, and that may be a multitude of things.
Uh-huh.
And there also is, and I'm sure you know, you have this experience too, just in a conversation, there's an energy exchange.
There is, yes.
And so I can do, say, okay, close your eyes, we'll direct a little healing here and there.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I do that in a session, but quite often it's just people say, oh my gosh, after our session, I felt so, you know, happy or empowered or inspired or whatever.
Right.
And that's just the transmission
that
happens.
And I do believe that, as we step into our fullness, that vibration, whether it's higher or broader, I'm not quite sure, you know, as we evolve, which it is, I think has a greater effect on others just by our very presence.
Yeah. And our willingness, this is the, you know, the guides were talking a lot about this recently, and it still comes up quite often, but the willingness is all we need. Uh-huh. Spirit doesn't care. If you show up angry, frustrated, and afraid, be angry, frustrated, and afraid, because that's authentic and that's real. And it is the truth that connects us to the perfected place. And so all you have to do is show up and be willing. You know, in the early days when I started this work, and the guides would say, just go here, do this, do that. And I was like, but how? I don't know what that is.
Right.
And, you know, when they said, okay, it's time to do healing sessions, I was like, but how? I don't know. And they said, you don't need to know. It's not about knowing from the mental place.
Right.
You just show up and be willing to be of service, and the rest will come. And it did.
So are you hearing from a lot of people these days that they want to sort of transition from their workaday world to being of a in a place of service?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I would say 99% of the sessions that I do lately have been all about that, all about the what I used to want, I don't want anymore, what used to make me happy isn't working anymore, and I know there's something else, but I don't know what. And it doesn't have to be that, you know, you do readings or that you put on a turban and get a crystal ball. I mean, you don't have to do that. You know, I have friends who are transitioning from, you know, real estate to being massage therapists, going to massage school.
Right.
I have, you know, friends who are, you know, starting to make things, jewelry or artwork or things that just inspire them. You know, the idea of standing in our truth and being of service, to me, it doesn't mean you have to be a servant in the traditional sense,
right,
but the best service that you can do to the planet is to do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
To just follow that inner calling and say, okay, I don't know how I'm going to get there. All I know is I'm being called in this direction.
Right.
And if I allow myself to be called forth by it, what I need will always be there, and what I will receive on the other side of it, man, it will satisfy you in ways you can't even imagine.
That trust, though, that's a biggie.
It is.
I think a lot of us have had issues with trust.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How do we step into that place of power where we know that we're turbocharged by the universe?
Yeah. Well, you know, as a former control freak, I always raise my hand and say I'm a recovering control freak for sure, lifelong.
Yes.
You know, it's just really about allowing yourself to be present with the human experience and move forward anyway. Saying, okay, yeah, I'm skeptical. Yeah, I'm frustrated. Yeah, I'm grumpy and angry and, you know, overworked and underslept or whatever it is. That's okay. It doesn't, you know, somehow exclude you from an experience that's more spiritual. You know, the beginning of the spiritual path, it is not, I say the spiritual path is not for sissies.
Yes.
It, you know, it requires some real deep, clear, real talk with the self. And it requires, you know, the nature of creation is destructive. You know, you got to break break some eggs to make an omelet.
Right.
So there will be an unlearning and sort of an unburdening and a release of all the old stuff. And that's the scary part. But you just keep showing up.
Uh-huh.
Because what's the alternative? Going back to pretending that you're happy when you're not.
Once you know what you know, you can't unknow it.
No. Yeah. You can't unring a bell.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, once that light is on,
you can
try to go back and pretend. But it's going to take so much effort to lie to yourself and delude yourself. And that's not what the energies are in support of anyway. So you can't really get away with it anymore.
Yeah. And if you try it, you can end up facing things like, you know, illness and
tragedy and chaos.
Exactly.
And so it really is about starting where you are. Just start where you are and be willing and say, okay, Spirit, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know who or whatever. Just show me. Show me what the mantra and sort of the prayer that I've been giving to a lot of clients lately is just say, Spirit, show me how to breathe life into the work that I came here to do.
Uh-huh.
Let yourself be the instrument. It's about letting yourself be called forward. You're not Sisyphus, you know, pushing the boulder up the hill over and over and over. It's not about the heavy lifting because the mind says, I need the plan. I need to know. I need A, B, and C.
Right.
And the Spirit says, no, you don't. I know exactly what I am. I know what I came here to do.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to run the show. You can be my assistant and help me manifest and create it.
Sure.
But I've got this. So trust me and let me call you forward.
I like that. Let the ego be the assistant.
Yeah.
We have to go to another quick break. More in just a few moments.
And then you ask, how can I bring value? What's my job here? Sometimes your job may just be to pray.
Are you looking for positive, lasting change, greater well-being,
better relationships, and improved life circumstances? The Vibration of Change is here to help you navigate change in a new way. As someone who has been on my own transformational journey and who has helped facilitate change for thousands, I've discovered something which goes beyond manifestation techniques, beyond behavioral changes, and beyond systems of healing. There are universal principles governing all change, which determine whether we remain stuck or whether we manifest our dreams. Understanding these principles, as well as your own personal tendencies, can be life-changing. Join me, Christine Upchurch, at East West Bookshop in Seattle on October 2nd for an experiential workshop. Step into your vibration of change and empower yourself in a new way. For more information or to register, go to ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or visit EastWestBookshop.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Calling all Intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and body work. If you are a reader, healer, or an artisan selling handmade arts and crafts, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Now, feel all of your needs met right now. Just feel it. You can feel it. You don't have to immediately look to see if it's demonstrating. Just feel it. Just feel that you're so loved beyond your mental comprehension. You're the center of the universe because the center is everywhere and the circumference is nowhere. So you're at the center of the universe and you're just so loved right now.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking today with Andrew Martin, and he's an amazing spiritual teacher, coach, and we were just talking on the break about how it's really hard to define what it is he does, and those of us who are working in this realm, it's like once we define it, it's problematic. But you're just filled with wisdom, Andrew, and I'm curious about how it is you channel, because I know that channeling to some people means a certain thing, and I want you to explain to our listeners how you channel.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I think, you know, when I first started, we were saying this on the break, when I started in 2012, I was looking at very, you know, old models or existing models, I should say, of what it meant to be a spiritual person. And I tried on a lot of different things. And when I first started working with the Lighted Ones, it was channeled writings. And so I would just get up and I would type and, you know, I would bring through the message.
Right.
And then for a brief period of about, I would say maybe 6 months, it was, you know, verbal channeling, and it was a conscious channeling where I would sort of, you know, go to the back seat and they would come through and use my body or my voice. And then at one point, it just kind of switched. And it be, you know, the best way I can describe it is it's like a live stream. Like, I just connect.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Paul, we traded readings recently. And he said, you know, when I look at you energetically, he said, I see it's like you just sort of lean back into a waterfall. And so that's the best way that I can picture it.
I love that analogy.
So just lean back and let it just sort of run through me.
Uh-huh.
And I can feel energetically when it's connected, but mm-hmm. I don't necessarily feel separate from it like I used to when I would channel. So I don't know what you call it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe a live stream channel. I don't know what you
I
would
think
call
you just
me.
Yeah. Phrase.
I am the first live stream channel, trademark, TM. So I don't know. You know, people ask me, what do you do? And that's why, you know, the spiritual rebel piece and calling myself that came from my reaction and sort of my, you know, I am a little bit incorrigible at some times.
Uh-huh.
And I think no one gets to tell you what a spiritual experience is.
Right.
And when I first started, I had all these people saying, well, if you don't do this and if you do do that and if you don't
yes.
do this thing or that thing, you're not spiritual. And I
uh-huh.
thought, well, who are you to tell me how to be spiritual?
Right, right.
So I have a real strong response to anybody telling anyone how
uh-huh.
to be spiritual. But the, you know, finally, I think the intuitive oracle is sort of the title that I've chosen for myself,
because
I think it's important that people have an understanding of maybe what I do. And
sure.
I think, you know, I like the idea of the oracle as a tradition, the person that was just gone to when, you know, they would go to them when they were seeking knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And so as an oracle, I can be the vessel for whatever you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, a few years ago, I was getting frustrated with people who were just insisting that if you're channeling, that first of all, you had to know the names,
right?
Right? You know, George and Ringo or
right.
whatever, you know, and you also had to know where they're from, like,
right.
you know, what planetary system or what do they look like?
Right.
But also you had to sort of bow down to them.
Yes.
And for me, that's really keeping us stuck, because I view our guides as partners in this co-creative, expansive, you know, mission that we're on right
yeah.
now called Earth School. And it's more a matter of sort of be in conversation with them, as opposed to just like having to separate ourselves out of it.
Right.
And I just love this concept of the leaning back into the waterfall. I really do.
Yeah. And I love, you know, I love and I agree with your point that it's not, you know, they aren't above us.
They're
they
not.
Are, you know, sure, they may have more wisdom or access to information in a different way, but
right.
that's the whole point. They come to help us get to that place.
Yes.
And at some point, we have to understand and really claim the fact that we stand shoulder to shoulder with them.
Yes.
And it is a co-creative process. And oftentimes, you know, people say, well, my guides aren't this, or I don't hear that, or nothing's happening. I'm like, well, what are you doing actively? You know, your guides
uh-huh.
are sitting here saying, what do you want? We'll help you get it, but you got to make a decision somehow.
Right.
Right. You've
right.
got to decide what is the container you want to put it in.
Yeah.
And so it is absolutely, we get to participate actively and consciously in this experience. No one's going to tell us what, you know, universe isn't Santa Claus, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't just write it down on a list and wait for it to show up. You have to actively and consciously be part of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the analogy I use with the guides is, let's say that you live in a valley on the other side of a mountain, and on the other side of the mountain, there's an ocean. If there's somebody on top of the mountain who can see the ocean and say, oh, this is what an ocean's like, and this is what it looks like, and there's like these ships that come, and there's these whales that, you know, that jump out of the water or whatever, and they communicate it to the people in the valley, the people in the valley shouldn't think, oh, well, these are far superior humans, because they've got a different vantage point. So I really like this concept of just sort of equals in a sense, and not sort of defining it to be like our superiors giving us the information of what to
yeah.
do.
I love that analogy. That's a perfect analogy. Yeah, and this idea that somehow we have to bow and scrape, you know?
Yes,
I am reverent to the infinite spirit for
uh-huh.
all that is. I am reverent to my clients and their courage and their willingness to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I am reverent to anybody who has the courage to stand up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm willing.
Right.
That's who I bow to. But no, I'm not going to bow and scrape to, you know, a deity or, you know, something, because that puts in my mind the idea that somehow I am less than
yes.
or that they hold something that I don't have access to. And I wholly disagree with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how are things shifting right now?
Man, you know, we were talking about this on the break, and I think, you know, one of the things that I've always been pretty adamant about is that I'm going through my own human experience.
Uh-huh.
You know, this has not been easy for me either, and I've always tried to be as transparent as I can,
right.
you know, to let people know, like, hey, you're not in this alone. Yeah. I'm going through my own journey here, too.
We all are.
None of us are separate
me.
From
yes.
this. Yeah. So I think right now what we're seeing is, you know, I just posted a video yesterday on my YouTube channel about this, and it's I entitled it The Procession. And so right now it seems like this sort of this parade of old selves, old patterns, old behaviors, old triggers, old stuff that is coming through sort of for review.
Right.
And we're being given a really amazing opportunity right now to kind of do an inventory, so to speak, mm-hmm. of what is still present within me that maybe I can sit with or maybe I want to take a look at.
Uh-huh.
Or what am I choosing? Do I want to choose the old stuff? Because here's the thing. The free will always exists. You can go back to choosing the old way if you want to.
Sure.
It's just that now we are at a place where we go, gosh, that just really isn't me anymore. Mm-hmm. And we can laugh at ourselves and say, man, can you believe that I used to think that that was important or that was real or whatever?
Uh-huh.
So right now it feels to me, you know, 2016 is a 9 year. So it's a year of completion.
Right.
And I really think that it's going to continue to accelerate for the rest of the year.
Does that mean?
Buckle up. Because
oh, dear.
It is. And that's not to, you know, incite fear in anybody. I think it's a really exciting thing. You know, what I think is important to understand is, from my perspective, the spiritual path is not about eliminating chaos.
Uh-huh.
It's about learning how to surf it. And learning how to say, I found my center
yes,
point. And
yes.
so I can surf through whatever comes my way because I am the master creator of my uh-huh. experience. So I just think we're continuing to see the disillusion and kind of the implosion of old paradigms, old beliefs, old structures. You know, if it's less than love, it's not getting through. So
right.
anything that is built on exclusion or dishonor or, you know, sort of trying to keep you away from what I have, this mm-hmm. separate idea, you know, we're not separate. None of us are. It's all for one and one for all. It is the unification of all that is through the illumination of truth.
So why is it here in the United States right now, it's almost as though our election process looks like reality TV?
It really
does. How has it come to this extreme at this stage of the game?
Well, I think that those very public displays, and we would look at the, you know, the current election is probably one of the most public one in our country and globally. I think right now the world is watching.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. And they're saying, what?
They're going, what? Is this really, you know, I was laughing with a friend the other day. I was like, I swear to God, they have a camera crew that's been hiding and this really is just going to be a reality show next year. But, you know, it is a perfect example of the paradigms that we've been talking about. Anything that is built on inciting fear,
uh-huh.
anything that is built on saying, I have the power and I can decide for you. Give me the keys to your castle and I will make the decision for you. That's just not the way it works.
Right.
That's what's gotten us here. Mm-hmm. This idea that something outside of me can govern me, can heal me, can teach me, can love me. If I don't know what that feels like inside, you know, how will I ever know what true, authentic self-governance feels like unless
right.
I do it for myself?
Yeah.
It's, you know, how will I ever know what authentic love feels like if I don't know how to authentically love myself?
Makes sense.
So we're seeing all of these things imploding because we're being given this opportunity to go, oh, I get it.
Uh-huh.
It's not that we don't need a leader. It's that I must trust my own instinct and say, you know what?
Right.
Something about this doesn't vibe with me. And everyone gets a place at the table. Everyone gets a voice. And if you have built your dynasty, so to speak, on excluding half of the population,
uh-huh.
just not going to work.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
And I think that we as humans, at least the stage of our evolution, have been so stuck in this, giving our power away
yeah.
to those in authority, whether we're talking about doctors and pharmaceutical industries, our political leaders, whatever. And we start to see how absurd and how incongruent some of these things are. All we can do is say, wait a minute, I need to either give my power away to somebody else or I need to hang on to it.
Yeah, and claim my power and step forth in the assertion of that and say, this is what I know to be true
uh-huh.
and this is not congruent with that. And, you know, take the bird's eye view, too. Who is it that decided that these were the people that were best to govern us? I mean, I was not participatory in that experience. It was almost like you're given two choices.
Right.
And I never, you know, even that idea is ridiculous in the sense that the decision's already been made on so many levels.
Uh-huh.
And so these are people that wake up in the morning and put their pants on, you know, one leg at a time too.
Right.
So why is it that we've decided that suddenly they're better at telling us what to do and how to steer our lives than we are?
So in terms of the information coming through, have you heard if it's going to be one of these two?
This is an unofficial prediction.
Okay.
I have been having this sneaking suspicion for a while now, and it came on like a house on fire the other day. I don't think either one of them are going to end up in the White House.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard that from others, and I've had a sense, too, that just something is awry.
Yeah.
And
I think there's going to be an 11th hour plot twist that's going to surprise everybody. And, you know, predictions, just from my perspective, they're very difficult.
Oh, sure.
Especially on the collective level because it's shifting. And I've seen a couple of timelines that have sort of been shifting in and out.
Uh-huh.
But recently one has really clicked into place that says, don't get too comfortable with either one of these choices because I don't think either one of them are going to be the winner.
Yeah, interesting concept.
Dun, dun, dun.
And with that, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Are you looking for positive, lasting change, greater well-being, better relationships, and improved life circumstances? The Vibration of Change is here to help you navigate change in a new way. As someone who has been on my own transformational journey and who has helped facilitate change for thousands, I've discovered something which goes beyond manifestation techniques, beyond behavioral changes, and beyond systems of healing. There are universal principles governing all change which determine whether we remain stuck or whether we manifest our dreams. Understanding these principles, as well as your own personal tendencies, can be life-changing. Join me, Christine Upchurch, at East West Bookshop in Seattle on October 2nd for an experiential workshop. Step into your vibration of change and empower yourself in a new way. For more information or to register, go to ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or visit EastWestBookshop.com. We are indeed. And welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Andrew, this hour is flying by, and I want people to be able to connect with you. Can you share with our listeners your website, your Facebook page, you know, and how they can reach out to you for your videos as well as your counseling? And
The website is thelightedones.com, THELIGHTEDONES.com. And then it's the same thing, Facebook, The Lighted Ones, Instagram, The Lighted Ones, and YouTube is The Lighted Ones as well. And then I do have a meetup page on meetup.com that I run called Self-Empowerment Through Spirit in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I actually do have an event, a live stream event coming up this Sunday from 12 to 2. So
wonderful.
If people are interested, they can register there at my meetup page. And that's, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of the same things we talked about today, just how to thrive in this transformational energy.
Yes.
And what does it mean and what do I do?
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you talked about on the break that I think is so important is when we get guidance about things, like when there's chaos or the perception of the potential for chaos, how do we navigate that and how do we know that we're really getting pure guidance?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, a lesson that I need to remember for myself, too. But I think, you know, the most broad description that I can offer is that, you know, true guidance from the higher place will always be empowering and supportive and uh-huh. nurturing and loving. It will never be fear-based. So even in a moment of chaos, when perhaps it's like, okay, you need to get out of the building, it would uh-huh. be the guidance would be, Andrew, get up from the desk, walk out the door and walk across the street.
Right.
It will never be, oh my God, run for your life, you know, because there is no fear in the higher realm.
Yes.
And so anything that incites fear or that says you must do this or this will happen or, you know, uh-huh. comparative or sort of condemning or judgmental, that's usually the mind.
Uh-huh.
So you can trust that if it's a, you know, it's like a loving parent who wants you to be well and wants you to be happy. So that's what the guidance will feel like, even in the midst of chaos or even if it's to sort of save you or get you to safety.
Right.
It will be empowering and from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think the challenge is when you're feeling that there's something impending, but it's not immediate. How do you follow through on that kind of guidance and yet not go back into the mind and the ego and get to that place of
yeah.
fear?
Yeah, well, and I think you can always, what I say is if you're having the thought and you're sort of running it through the head, take that same thought or that idea and sort of move it down into the heart or the gut and run it through that filter and say, okay, how does this feel? Does this feel like something I should pay attention to?
Uh-huh.
Because quite often we get those messages repetitively, like you should do this. What about this?
Right.
What about this?
And get that earthquake kit.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah. Like put this cash under the mattress or whatever
right.
it is. And so we oftentimes, you know, sort of put that to the side. But again, if you're hearing a message consistently or uh-huh. maybe it doesn't even come through your own guidance, maybe you hear something on the radio or you read an article
right.
and you go, okay, well, maybe I should pay attention to that. Just do a gut check, really. And so if it feels like, yeah, that feels like something I should do,
uh-huh.
and you can do it from a place that doesn't inspire you to fear, then you're probably safe to say that that's a correct decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a year from now, what do you think this world is going to look like?
A year from now, I really see, you know, as things continue to crumble and the old ways of separation continue to sort of fall away.
Uh-huh.
It is the unification of the planet and seeing ourselves as, you know, the emergence of the divine human is what this is all about from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It is the blending of the higher place, the higher self, and the blending of the human self and the more diminished self, what we would call the small self. And it is once those two unite and come together, a really magical thing begins to happen. And it's about being able to be sovereign within our human experience
mm-hmm.
and say, wow, I can do for myself. I get to decide. I get to choose. And yeah, we will need training wheels at first.
Sure.
Because, you know, you give the kid the keys to the candy store and they're just going to go crazy. You
uh-huh.
know, we've been controlled for so long in so many ways that we don't even realize. And so as we continue to let these things fall away, and this is the key, allow yourself to be guided forward
mm-hmm.
by what is just pulling you. You know, that divine blueprint knows exactly what it is. It
right.
knows who you are. It knows what you came here to do. And, you know, quite frankly, you've already made the agreement on some level. Before
uh-huh.
you came into this experience, you said, hell yeah, that sounds like fun. Let's do that.
Right.
So you've already said yes to it. So uh-huh. allow yourself to receive the life that is here for you.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that we are going to be, you know, exiting our bodies in some sense, the physicality, or are we going to be sticking around in these physical beings?
I think there will be a lot of people who have decided not to go through the ascension experience in human form.
Uh-huh.
So I think we will continue to see people exiting through the death experience.
Okay.
But that will be in alignment with their soul choice. I think what we are seeing is, you know, a lot of us are having physical symptoms, which
uh-huh.
could be a whole other show, but we're seeing the attunement of the vessel to a more divine frequency.
Right.
And so we will continue to experience our humanness in the body, but it will be a very different experience. It'll be a very more crystalline, more clear, more refined experience, and it won't feel so clunky and so heavy.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to feel ourselves being sort of lifted up by these energies. And it will just be an experience that has more clarity,
mm-hmm.
I think is a good way to say it. But I think we'll still be here physically.
Right.
We're just going to be having a very different experience of what it means to be in physicality.
Do you think that that our bodies are going to be carrying more light?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
That's my sense of it as
I
well.
Do. We're just getting rid of the density. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's the paradox of that is as we're proceeding towards, you know, less density, we're sometimes emotionally feeling a lot of density that has to be released.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are those, you know, there's physical, mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual levels of awareness, and all of them require their own level of sort of healing and purging and cleansing. So, yeah, you know, you kind of feel like you're getting hit from all sides sometimes, but it is, everything is happening for you. So say yes to all of it. And when you need help or guidance, say, hey, guys, dial it down. You're at 100. I maybe need you at 50 right now because I got to get some sleep. You know, you have a say in this. You can absolutely claim, say, you know, let's slow it down a little bit, or I need help with this.
Yeah. And that's what I have to remember to do, is to ask for help, because in human form, I've like, you know, I'm the kind of person to take it all on. And and on spiritual level, I don't need to. I've got all this support. And it's kind of like, you know, the other day I was releasing something that was very difficult, and I said, I need help with this. And I really do believe that it was almost like, you know, energetically I was being cuddled and supported in a new way because I remembered to ask for help.
Yeah. And we just have to assert our own willingness to say, to ask for it. You know, a lot of our guides have never been in human form, so they don't understand what it means to go through this transformation in physicality.
Yeah.
And it's tremendous.
Andrew, this hour's flown by. Andrew Martin, thelightedones.com. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I look forward to having you back again soon.
Anytime. Anytime. Okay. I'd love to.
Great. And thank you for joining us here. Talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.